Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time, 12 noon. 70 degrees outside, expecting sunny skies the rest of your Thursday, and a high near 71. Golgibic Tech Night is one step closer to getting government protection from protesters as the company develops its proposed iron ore mine near Mellon. The Senate's Forest and Mining Committee voted 5-2 this morning in favor of closing 3,500 acres of recreational land to the public to avoid a repeat of an intense protest at the mining site in June. GOP Committee Chairman Tom Tiffany says the bill is needed to protect workers and government regulators at the Pennocky Hills site. A full Senate vote is expected by the end of the month. Critics say Golgibic Taconite is getting special treatment, and the bill's supporters are taking away some very good hunting opportunities enjoyed by generations of sporting enthusiasts at the mining site. Many Senate members are attending closed-door briefings today, gathering more information before they vote on a bill authorizing the possible use of military force against Syria. Maryland Democrat Barbara Mikulski is one of those that still are undecided.
I'm not ready to vote on a resolution. I have more questions than I have answers, and I hope you get them over the course of today and tomorrow.
The Senate Intelligence Committee held a closed-door briefing for Senate members this morning. The Highway 23 expansion project may soon be back on an earlier completion schedule. State Senator Joel Lipom's office announced yesterday the DOT will try to accommodate restarting the project in 2015 with a substantial completion date in 2018. A recent report from the state's Transportation Project Commission had shown this project would restart in 2018. This forced Lipom and other area state legislators to request the DOT to change this back based on citizen reaction against the continued delays. The project still has a lawsuit against it, but the Federal Highway Administration is expected to rule on it no later than early next year. A 22-year-old man was killed and a 20-year-old woman was wounded in a drive-by shooting incident on the north side of Milwaukee last night. According to police, the man was walking to his vehicle when gunshots were fired by somebody in an approaching dark-colored auto. Both the man and the woman were hit. Police did not immediately say how serious the woman was injured. A homeless man will spend 1 year in the Sheboygan County Jail for attempting to start a fire in the Memorial Mall last January. 20-year-old Joseph Hansen received his sentence in Sheboygan County Court recently for negligent handling of burning material and disorderly conduct. The incident involved Hansen lighting a fire to a hanging garbage can inside a bathroom in the mall back on January 3rd. A security guard was able to put out the fire before any damage occurred. Hansen told authorities he had recently been asked to leave the Salvation Army and he was just trying to get some attention. In addition to the jail time, Hansen will spend 18 months on probation. A woman from Mequon is recovering from several severe injuries after her car rolled down a 500-foot ravine in England. We get more from Eric Grillert.
Jane Lukic is remarkably upbeat for being covered in bruises following the crash.
Well, I'm very, very beat up, but I'm very fortunate.
She says the rental car she was driving blew a tire and rolled 20 times down one of the steepest roads in England. Lukic says two hikers witnessed the crash and rushed to help her.
I'm very grateful to this man. I do consider him, you know, a hero.
She's been released from the hospital and will return home when she's well enough. For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
Parts of Wisconsin are in a severe drought for the first time since the massive drought of 2012 ended this spring. The U.S. Drought Monitor said today that about 6.5% of land area in west-central Wisconsin is in a severe drought, the monitor's third worst category. Another 28% of the state is in a moderate drought that it surrounds the severe drought area. And another 24% is abnormally dry, which does include parts of Sheboygan and areas south of our listening area. Almost 41% of Wisconsin is drought-free, most in the northeast third of the Badger State. The state's been plagued by a lack of rain since the start of July. The city of Sheboygan and the Harbor Center Business Improvement District are working together to create a strategic plan regarding the future of the downtown area. On Sheboygan's morning news yesterday, Mayor Mike Vandersteen said their efforts right now focus on gathering input from the public. One way they will do this is with an open house event scheduled for September 17th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the John Michael Kohler Arts Center.
We'll include discussions of downtown trends and provide opportunities for input on the streetscapes, the redevelopment, and the business mix in our downtown area.
In addition, Vandersteen said they will offer surveys that can be filled out at the Meade Public Library and online on the city's website. The area of focus for revitalization includes 8th Street, the Riverfront, and the South Pier. Those taking technology education classes in the Elkhart Lake Glen Beulah School District this year will get experience with some 21st century tech equipment. Tech ed teacher John Osterman said items such as a 3D printer, laser engraver, and CNC router, paid for by the district and through fundraising, will help students learn more about how manufacturing is done today.
People at LTC are being trained to run machines to build the parts rather than necessarily doing things by hand, which the more computer controlled understanding you have, the easier things are going to be for you. So we're trying to really peek on that.
Osterman said students have reacted positively to the changes for its benefits to their education and possible future careers.
We get to see them come in here, use things they never thought they could, and that really is probably the most rewarding part. They now feel confident enough to go out and try those things.
Another quick check of your weather. Sunny skies for the rest of your Thursday and a high near 71. Expect temperatures to rise tomorrow and on Saturday, but also a chance of rain as well. Currently 70 degrees outside as we head on back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. WHBL News Time, 12:06.